Hey everyone,
and welcome back to
BSG,
Brawl Stars Guide.
This is the very second episode,
and the second episode of our side series,
Brawler Chat.
And today we will be talking about
Nita!
Before we get started, we would like to celebrate Sharpshooter 354 getting to 15,000 trophies.
Thank you, Julie Assassin. If you would like to play with us on Brawl Stars, then you can send friend requests to player IDs PLQVGJ9Q and PVCLJ2GOG. That is, as I repeat, PLQVGJ9Q, which is me, Sharpshooter 354, and PVCLJ2GOG, which is Julie Assassin.
Now that we're done with that, let's get straight into the full Nita guide.
So, you get Nita at 10 trophies, so she's probably the second brawler you will ever get because you only need 2 wins to get her.
Also, just to tell you all, we are going to start to post 2 to 3 episodes a week.
So, just so you guys aren't wondering when the next episode is coming.
Yes.
So, again, with Nita. So, Nita is what Shelly is, a fighter. And so, as we said in the last episode, a fighter is in between a sharpshooter and a tank.
And now, I feel like, so, Nita has 5,600
health. And so she's a little closer to a tank health-wise, but attack-wise, she's a little closer to a sharpshooter.
Yes, because she's long range.
Because, well, her range is exactly 6 1/3 tiles, which brings us to her attack, which is called Rupture. And so what Rupture does is it does 1,120 damage, and it has a reload speed of 1.1 seconds, which is very fast. It's one of the fastest reload speeds in the game.
Now, Nita sends a shockwave forward, which damages enemy brawlers that are caught in the Tremor.
Because it looks like this, like, thing that's coming out of the ground.
Yeah,
it's Then moving on to Nita's super.
So Nita pretty much calls this the spirit of her bear Bruce to hunt down enemy brawlers and kill them or just damage or distract them.
So this super is called Overbearing, and it takes 7 Nita shots to charge it. And Bruce, her bear, has 5,600 health and does 5,600 damage per attack, and he has to be right next to them in order to attack. Now, her other stats, Nita, as we said before, is 5,600 health.
Now, that's a little bit more than Shelly.
Yes. To put this into comparison, it's so Shelly has 5,040 health, so this is about 600 more than Shelly.
Yes.
To be precise, 560 more than Shelly.
Nita is also, she moves at the normal speed like Colt.
Yes, so, yes. And the same speed as Colt without the Slick Boot star power.
Yes.
And so Nita has 3 out of 5 offense, 4 out of 5 defense, and 2 out of 5 utility.
So her defense is better than her offense and her utility. But one thing that's the same with her and Shelly is they're both 2 out of 5 utility.
And also, if we didn't mention this before, her super has a range of 3 tiles. And so basically, Nita is more on the defensive side. She's not very, and she doesn't have that much utility, but she's more on the defensive side.
Yes, now let's go on to her gadget.
Bear Paws.
Yes, so Nita's gadget, Bear Paws, makes it so that when Nita gets her super, Bruce, whoever Bruce is by, Nita stuns them with her gadget.
So the stun lasts for a little over 1 second, and so as you know, we put the gadgets in the tier. So this one is a little specific to whether or not you have Hyper Bear. If you have the Hyper Bear Star Power with Nita, which we will talk about in a little bit, this is definitely an S tier gadget because you can just do so much damage with Hyper Bear to stun people. But we said without Hyper Bear, it is mid to low B tier.
Yeah.
So it is great for doing a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, and it's great for defending in Brawl Ball and getting out of sticky situations and finishing brawlers off.
Yes, and so that is just a great gadget. It's amazing with Hyper Bear, but it's just regular without it.
So how about we go into the star power?
Yes. So
star power.
Nita's
star power, Bear With Me, that's the first star power, makes it so that when Nita hits another brawler with her attack, her bear heals 500 damage. When her bear heals another brawler with an attack, Nita heals 500 damage. And so the next one, Hyper Bear, makes Bruce attack twice as fast.
And also to clarify, you may not have heard this, but her bear actually damages brawlers, not heals them. Julius Hassan accidentally said heals. So
no, I didn't.
It damages them. And so now we have star powers. So Hyper Bear is specific to whether or not you have Nita's gadget. We said that Hyper Bear is S tier with gadget and it is mid B tier without gadget.
Yes, and then we said Hyper Bear is better if you have the gadget.
But if you don't have the gadget, then Bear,
Bear With Me is better if you don't have
your
gadget.
Go-to star power.
Yes.
And so now, Bear With Me is a high B tier star power because it's not super great, but it is very good.
And you can keep Bear With Me to keep both you and your bear, Bruce, alive.
Which is very useful in a bunch of modes because keeping Bruce alive can help you and your team a lot, and to keep yourself alive, of course, is very good.
Yes, and it's really good to use Hyper Bear to finish enemies off quickly because, like we said before, Bruce
attacks twice as fast. And Hyper Bear can also be very useful on doing damage to the heist safe. So now that is all for the overview section of Nita.
So going on to the how to use section with Nita.
So first we're going to start off with when to use Nita, what modes and maps she does best in, what modes and maps she excels in. So let's get straight into it.
So she is best in heist if she has Hyper Bear.
Because with Hyper Bear, heist will obviously be her best mode because the Hyper Bear can just shred through that safe so quickly. I can say from personal experience, if you have Hyper Bear, then heist is 100% Nita's best mode.
Yes, you can just go up to the safe with your bear and it'll like do a ton of damage.
It's not that simple, but we can get into that later. So now, she does not have Hyper Bear or Star Power, it's her best mode is probably Gem Grab or Brawl Ball.
Yes, and she's good but not great at Solo Showdown, Siege, and Duo Showdown.
So she's not bad at these modes, but she's not good at these modes.
Yeah.
But speaking of bad at these modes, she is not very good at Bounty. But getting back into things that Nita is good at, let's start going over her best map for each mode, starting with Gem Grab.
Yes, so her best map for Gem Grab is Deep Diner.
Because with Deep Diner, we feel that there's a perfect amount of space, and it almost perfectly matches Nita's range, and there's a good amount of walls, not too many walls, but just a good amount of walls.
Yes, it's kind of just perfect for Nita, but not perfect for Nita. Yeah. So anyway, going into her best map for Brawl Ball, we decided Triple Dribble.
Because with Triple Dribble, it has a good amount of walls, not an overload of walls, but a good amount of walls. And so Nita is good with walls because she can just pop out of the walls and shoot. And she can also use walls to get away from tanks. And we also thought there was a good amount, like a medium amount of space in this map, whereas Need is good on maps that have about a medium amount of space.
Yes, now her best map for Bounty, we decided, is Land Ahoy.
Yes, and this, we really looked at all the Bounty maps.
It took us a while.
This one, Nita would be okay at, but all the other maps, we just thought Nita would not be good at.
Yeah.
And so,
because she's not that good at Bounty, like we said before.
Moving on to Showdown, so, we were in a very close decision between
Stocky Stockades and Core Crumble. But we decided Stocky Stockades. Sharpshooter, how about you tell them why?
Because, so, with Stocky Stockades, I was going through on the game and
we both were
playing Stocky Stockades and Core Crumble
with Nita.
And so what we were trying to decide is which one is she better with. And so these maps are very, very similar. They just have a little different bush placement and wall placement. But then I remembered, oh wait, Core Crumble has the bot that spawns. And Nita is not a very high DPS character. And so if Nita were to be in Core Crumble with the bot, she would not be as good as Stocky Stockades, which is without the bot.
Yes, so that's why we decided on Stocky Stockades. Now, for her best map for Siege, we decided for Nuts and Bolts.
Yes, as we said before, she's okay at Siege, and I really didn't feel great about any of the Siege maps.
Yeah.
But I thought that some assembly required had a little too many walls, and had those bushes on the sides that I did not feel comfortable with. And Factory Rush, as people who know what Factory Rush looks like, is not very good for shorter ranged people.
Yeah, and even though Nita's counted as long range, she's not as long range as some long range people like Brock or 8-Bit. Yes, and Piper too.
And so, that is her best map for everything except for Heist. And so Heist is Tornado Ring, because we feel like Nita can use those bushes to hide from sharpshooters or get away from tanks, but she can also use the bushes to her advantage, as we just said, except she can use it so that it's not too much of advantage to the other team.
Yes. So now we have honorable mentions for Nita. So
which are basically the second best map.
Yes. So Shell Space for
Gem Grab.
Junk Park. Core Crumble for
Showdown.
Like
as
we said.
Discussed before.
Yes. Like we said, we were deciding between
Probably
Core Crumble
a little
and
better
that,
in
and
Duo
Stocky
Showdown.
Stockies. Yes. And then Junk Park for
Siege.
Canal Grande for
Bounty.
Sandy Gems for
Heist.
And
Well Cut for Brawl.
Yes.
And so that is all for the when to use section for Nita. Everything about when to use Nita on certain maps or certain modes.
Yes, and now we're going to take a little break.
Now that we're back from that very short and quick break, now let's go to how to win with Nita in each mode.
So, starting with Brawl Ball, the first thing is try to
kill at least one person on the other team before you and your team try to score, unless the other team, of course, has like a clear opening for you to score.
Yes.
Next
is if someone on the other team is about to score and you have your super, use your gadget to stun them and kick away the ball. Because you don't want the other team to score. And so if you use your gadget to stun them, you will obviously stun them and you can kick the ball away before they can score.
Because the gadget also knocks the ball out of opponent's hands.
Yes.
And so then the next one is if your teammate has the ball and is getting close to the goal, you can use your gadget on the opponents if they don't have invulnerability bubbles. And
so that your teammate can just walk in instead of having to shoot it and if they shot it, then they might not make it. So it just kind of guarantees that you're going to get a shot.
And then, lastly, use your bear to gain control of the map. Control is one of the most important things in Brawl Stars, and Bruce is a very good way to get it.
Yes. So now let's go into Showdown. So when you see two or more boxes, you should try to attack them all at once. So use your piercing attack.
Because Nita's regular attack that we've talked about, it has something coming out of the ground, so it can hit multiple things at once. It can go through the box and hit another box, except it can't go through walls like Jackie's attack. But we're not here to talk about how Jackie's attack goes through walls. So Nita has a piercing attack, and it can go into multiple targets at once.
Yes.
So you definitely need to make use of that when you are opening a group of two or more boxes.
Yes. So also, if you're, say, maybe hiding in a bush or just to see an enemy brawler in a bush, and you have Bruce, your bear, and your super, then launch your bear into the bush and use your gadget so that will stun the brawler and you can go into that bush and kill them.
And speaking of your bear, Bruce, what you need to do is you can use Bruce to do what's called pinching opponents' brawlers.
Yeah.
So when you pinch, it's like you have one person coming in from one side and one person coming in from another side, so you basically trap them and corner them. So if you see Bruce is going into them on the right side, then you can go on the left side, so then they're trapped and they're guaranteed to be trapped and not be able to get away.
Also, you should know your limits.
With Nita, like every single brawler in Brawl Stars, you have limits. And you need to know your limits, because if you don't know that you are out of range of someone and you keep going after them, then they can kill you. So you don't want to be trying to do too much.
Yes. So how about we go into Gym Grab? So in Gym Grab, you should use your bear to help control the middle. So like, if you have your bear and the enemy brawlers on the other team are starting to control the middle before you are, then you can launch Bruce over into the middle, and Bruce will kill a few of the brawlers, and then you guys and then your team can go back into the middle and start fighting with Bruce.
And also with Gym Grab, as we said before in the last episode, and we'll say here again, there are three different roles you can have in Gym Grab. An aggro brawler, which is a brawler that keeps the other team pushed back, and they try to kill the other brawlers. And what the support brawlers do, which is the second thing, is they try to support the rest of the team. And then what the gem carrier does is the gem carrier carries the gems and is usually someone who can survive. So Nita is an aggro brawler because she can use Bruce to pinch people, as we said, and she can just be super aggressive and try to take out the other brawlers.
Yes, and if your team doesn't need your gems, don't fall back during countdown, because you can help defend. You can kill the enemy brawlers who are going after your team in countdown, and you can also distract them and make sure that they won't get to your team.
As we said, clarifying on your team doesn't need your gems, it's like your team has 12 gems and you have 2 gems. If you die, then your team still has 10 gems.
And the countdown still continues.
And so, that's when you should do that. But you shouldn't do that in a situation that's like your team has 10 gems and you have 3 gems. Because then the countdown would stop and your team will have a chance at losing.
Yes, and you should also use your gadget to take out the other team's gem carrier, because if you have Bruce and you see that Bruce is right next to the other team's gem carrier that has a ton of gems, you should hit the gadget button and it will stun that gem carrier so that Bruce can slice at
them
and kill and them. You can help Bruce kill them.
Okay.
So that you get all the enemies.
So moving gems. On to heist.
Yes.
One of the most important things for Nita is to try to attack the other team safe with Bruce and Hyper Bear, because Hyper Bear can just shred through that safe and do so much damage, because all you have to do is just plop down that Hyper Bear and have it lock onto the safe, keep it a while for like 5 seconds, and you'll get it down at least 20 or 30%.
Yes, and also, when you're attacking the other team's, when you're attacking the other team's safe, you should hide in the bushes, but still move around. Because if you're just staying in one place, like we said with our last episode with Shelly, then they'll know you're there and then they'll come after you until they kill you. So you'll get a lot more damage on the other team's safe if you move around.
And also, sometimes you can't go in bushes, so it's okay to go out of bushes as long as you can dodge the other team's attacks.
You should also always do this in heist with every brawler, but we just wanted to point out that you should try to charge your super to use your gadget
because
sometimes.
If you charge your super with Nita, that the super for Nita is probably the most important thing in heist. If you have Hyper Bear, because as we said before, it just does so much damage to the safe.
Yes, and the last thing for heist is you should use your gadget for defense most of the time.
Yes, because your gadget won't help you most of the time in attacking, but it will help you some of the time in attacking. But it usually will help you in defending, because sometimes with attacking, if you have your bear down there, the other team respawns, usually they kill the Hyper Bear before their invulnerability bubbles wear out, and you can't gadget them when they have invulnerability bubbles. Whereas they don't have invulnerability bubbles when they're attacking your safe. And so you can just use your gadget for defense.
Yes, so that's what we have for heist. And now let's go into bounty.
And so for bounty, you probably, if you're going to play bounty with Nita, maybe you should try to consider playing some of the other modes first.
Yes, because Nita, as we said before, Nita's not good at bounty. So even though this is, we know we're talking about bounty right now, but like we said, usually don't play Nita on bounty.
And so then after that, you want to use your gadget to either finish off a brawler or make an escape.
Yes, and you should, you should use your gadget to finish someone off too.
Yes, and so then also, you can use your bear to control the map, as we said before, because controlling a map on any mode is very important.
As we also said before, and Bruce, like we said before, too, really helps gain control of the map. So now let's go into Siege.
So with Siege, you can use your gadget to stun the Siege turret, which helps you a bunch in attacking, because if the siege turret is the main defender in Siege. If that is taken out, then your attack will do much better.
Yes, and you can also use your gadget to stun the Siege bot when it's attacking, so that the Siege bot stops and you and your teammates can get it down to low health.
And then also, you can use Bruce to, as we've said before, pinch brawlers, because if you can pinch the people on the other team who are carrying bolts, then you can pick up their bolts, which will help you get a Siege bot.
Yes, and like we said before, we might say this a lot, you should use Bruce to control the map, and you should most of the time focus on getting bolts instead of you might want to go after the people on the other team who have bolts, but most of the time just focus on getting bolts.
Unless you want to kill the other brawlers on the other team, because Nita, as we said before, is an aggro brawler.
Yes, so that's all we have for C's. So now we're going to go on to takeaways.
So the takeaways here are the big things that we want to leave everyone to remember with Nita. It's basically the summary of our tips for Nita.
Yes, so Hyper Bear and Nita's gadget are a very good combo.
Yes, because by themselves, they're both good, but together, they're amazing because they can both be used together to make a very great combo.
Yes, and these two things we said before, use boost to control the map and know your limits, because these are just repeats from what we said in kind of summaries.
Because with knowing your limits, that's important for everything in Brawl Stars, and using Bruce to control the map. Bruce is a great map controller, and he is just so good at controlling the map, and as we've said before, controlling the map is just so important.
And yes, so thank you all so much for listening.
Yes, we really appreciate it. We are still trying to get the podcast off the ground with not many listeners, so thank you so much if you've gone to the end of the video listened to all of this.
Yes, please like too.
And please follow the podcast. And also, I'm going to repeat the player IDs
if you want to play with us on Brawl Stars, because you can totally do that.
So
we'd be honored.
My player ID for Sharpshooter 354 is PLQVGJ9Q.
And mine for Julie Assassin is PVCLJ2GOG.
And so that will be all for this episode. And this is Sharpshooter 354
and Julie Assassin
signing off.